Well, it was a tough one. Obviously, we won a close one last week, and to lose a close one this week is tough. But that's football. I mean, that's the NFL. It's life in the NFL. And we did some great things. I'm definitely proud of the way that we fought to the very end for us to battle back. And it was almost a tale of two halves where, as a whole team, as an offense especially, we didn't perform as well as we wanted to in the first half, but really turned it on the second half. There's some things that we got to learn from and get better at and collectively get better at. But, again, I'm proud of the way we fought, and we had some guys really step up. I mean, Percy Harvin, he was dead tired out there. He was cramping up, and for him to come back and fight to the very end is a testament to him and kind of an image of this whole team. And we're going to regroup. I mean, we have 14 more games. We're 1-1. It's tough. Obviously, you're never satisfied with losing, but we're a good team, and we got a lot of good players, and we're going to keep getting better. We're back home next week against a very good opponent, and we're going to learn from this one. And it'll hurt for 24 hours, but you forget it and move on.
Christian, what specifically in the first half was going wrong there that you guys dug yourself too big a hole?
I don't really know what was going wrong. I mean, obviously football comes down to one thing, that's execution, and we didn't execute. We shot ourselves in the foot a couple times, it's something that in the NFL is tough to overcome. We got to fix it, and we got to come out and obviously play well in the first half.
The one that got batted around at the end, you're obviously going to Rudolph there on the goal line.
We end up catching. Yeah, I was going to Kyle. Yeah, I guess I'm living right for that to be completed. So, Stevie B obviously never gave up on the play and made a good play, and it was huge. I mean, we needed that.
You obviously had to move around, keep plays alive with your feet, and took some sacks. Receivers are just not getting open downfield? Are you not seeing anything there?
Well, I need to keep doing a better job of stepping up in the pocket. I knew that their pass rushers were obviously very good on the edges, I think I was hanging back in the pocket too much, our receivers are getting open. I just got to do a better job of finding them and creating windows and finding windows and getting that ball out.
Obviously, you want to get Percy involved early on. Is that just to kind of get the offense some rhythm and get him
different looks? He's a big part of his offense, and obviously he can make plays. And when you can turn a 1 yard catch into a 30 yard gain, that's big for us. And we're trying to implement him as much as possible and use him on plays and get him the ball. He's doing such a great job. I mean, I think he had his career high catches with 12 catches this game, and we're going to keep getting it to him.
When you opened it up a little bit, was that because you opened it up or because they were backing off a little toward the end?
They definitely were backing off. I think they were playing more coverage, but we just started to execute. I mean, that's what it comes down to is execution, and we did a better job towards the end than we did in the beginning.
Would you like to take more shots early in the game just to see if they weren't
giving us shots downfield. They were playing two deep safeties basically the whole game, and that's why we were running the ball. They weren't giving us a chance to get downfield.
Is that something you expected coming into the week?
We knew that they played split safeties, and when they did, they were really deep. But we weren't really sure with Adrian Peterson back there. We thought we maybe get some more single high, but they did some different things. It was all stuff that we saw on film. It wasn't anything different that we didn't see before.
Apparently, it's just a killer. I don't know if you've mentioned that before, but.
Yeah, when you hurt yourself, I mean, it's tough to beat an opponent and yourself at the same time, and we got to do a better job mentally of correcting those things, it's tough when you shoot yourself in the foot.
Is there a drive that you, in particular, wish you could have back?
The fumble, I wish I could have that back, obviously. I mean, turnovers are tough to overcome, in the first half, I mean, obviously we wish we would have came away with touchdowns rather than field goals. I mean, it's tough to overcome when you're only kicking field goals. Had 6 points in the first half. Hopefully, you could have had 14, but we didn't do it. So something you learn from and get better at. So. Last week we were able to overcome a poor first half. And honestly, this week we weren't. I'm obviously proud of the way we fought to the very end. I think it's a testament of how tough this team is mentally, but we just got to come out and firing on all cylinders in the first half. Like I said before, I mean, it comes down to execution, and we didn't execute. We just got to get better. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Rudolph, the prior primary option on that first touchdown that was deflected, or he walked?
No, he wasn't the primary option. I mean, he was. I think he was the second read on that, and fortunate. Must be living right that Stephen Burton was able to catch that deflected ball. I mean, that was a big play by him. He never gave up on it, and a big play at a big time.
After that, do you kind of get that feeling like, okay, we're going to get some breaks again?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we started getting our feet under ourselves, getting a rhythm going, and we do that. I mean, we play really well, and, we just wish we could, do that earlier on.
In those hurry-ups and 2 minutes and, needing to be clutch kind of scenarios, do you feel yourself really poised in those moments?
I mean, I would like to think so. I think I stay relaxed. I know some people, let those situations get to them. And, Michael Jordan said it best that, in those crucial moments, someone asked him, what does he change? And he always said that he doesn't change. Everyone else around him changes. And so it's just all about staying relaxed and letting those moments come to you and not forcing anything.
Those last two touchdowns at the end, it just seemed like the momentum had swung so far back to you guys that it was almost impossible that something bad was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did. And, we really thought we were going to win it. I mean, that's our mentality going into every game, in every situation. We think we're going to win. And, unfortunately, we ran out of time.
You got a really tough opponent coming in on Sunday. How do you sort of pick yourselves up after this one and get ready for that one?
I mean, you just got to do it. I mean, that's life in the NFL. If you have a tough loss, you got to overcome it quickly. Good thing is we're at home. We won't be in a hostile environment like this, so that'll be good to play in the home fans. And they got to come to us, but we know that they're picked to win the NFC, and they're gonna be tough.
Do you think Percy can keep giving you what he's been giving you, and not, he obviously was cramping up there for a bit too. There's a lot on his shoulders right now.
There is a lot on his shoulders, but we do that because we know he can handle it, and he wants the ball, and we're gonna give it to him as much as he wants it, and he's such a crucial part of this offense, and he's so tough mentally and physically, and we're gonna keep finding ways to get him the ball.
The way the first 2 weeks have gone, you're kind of expecting a wild ride this season, and maybe a lot of close games.
Yeah, obviously the first two are very close, and our mentality is going in every game that it's most likely going to be close. That's the NFL. Last year, 9 games, we were in a 2-minute offense. The other team was in a 2-minute offense. So we know they're going to be close. There's no bad team in the NFL, and the talent level is pretty equal. So that's what you expect.
You mentioned the hostility. Was this place more so than some others, or did that maybe contribute to some of the mental lapses?
I don't think it contributed to the mental lapses. We knew that it was going to be loud. We did a lot of practicing with crowd noise back at Eden Prairie, but it was definitely loud. But fans don't play; they're not part of who's on the field. So you just got to deal with it. So.
His completion in the first 3 quarters was 12 yards. As you were looking at the pictures, were you seeing any more plays down the field? Because it seemed like their coverage was awfully good.
Yeah, a lot of the time they were in 2-deep safeties and were playing really high. So there was really no options to get downfield. I think their objective was to take away the deep ball and take away Percy and Jenkins getting downfield. So that's why we kept running the ball. I mean, they were in 2-deep basically the whole game.
Time for Comar. With the two scores in the fourth quarter, how do you balance sort of hurrying without rushing and managing the clock in that manner?
Well, knowing that you just have to score. I mean, if you don't score, then hurrying up doesn't really mean anything. So we know that we just had to score. We had to execute and play well. And, if you start rushing things, you're not going to perform well. And so we kept calm. We knew there was a sense of urgency, but we kept calm and we executed. And, I mean, we battled back. I mean, to score those 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter was big for us.
Did they do anything schematically in the front that surprised you? Because obviously they're transitioning. It seemed like they were playing straight 3-4 base.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They didn't do anything differently, no.
The penalties hurt yardage-wise, but they can throw you out or whack, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when they push you back, those yards are hard to overcome. I mean, yards in the NFL are already hard to gain. So when you have to gain more, I mean, it is tough. And
I
think, if you end up, putting yourself in second long situations or something, you force yourself out of your game plan and try to make up those yards.
Christian, Jared Allen said there's no silver lining in a loss, but do you feel like, had you lost, you're 26 instead of come back and tie that game, that would have been harder?
Yeah, well, again, I mean, I'm proud of the way that we finished, and obviously it was a tough loss, but the mentality on this team is right, and we're never going to give up, and we're going to fight, and you know, even these toughest situations that we're in. We're never going to give up, and we've shown that we can execute at those times we need to execute, and we just got to do it for four quarters instead of two. So, thanks.